Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, folks, you know, we've been talking about gentrification, but there's nothing more important than education by any stretch of the imagination. And as a result of some incredible reporting by the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate, The Lens, as well as WWL-TV, we have Della Hassell from The Advocate on the New Beginning Schools Foundation, who surrenders their charters for Kennedy High School as well as Pierre Capdeau Charter School. Della, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Della, they've surrendered the charter. What does this mean for those students, and what happens next?
Well, the Orleans Parish School Board, or New Orleans Public Schools, as it's now called, has said that business will continue as usual for the students at the schools. They will try to provide the best environment that they can, given what's going on, and they're going to try to find a new operator to take over these schools for the 2020-2021 school year. So the charter surrender will happen at the end of this coming up school year, and by the following year, hopefully there will be a new charter operator to take over.
As you looked into this situation, what was the, you know, the sense that you got as to the deficiencies as it related to governance and so forth and oversight that led to the frailties of what led to this ultimate decision? Because there, you know, there was grade fixing scandal. There were all kinds of other issues as it relate to financial dealings. Where did this go astray?
Well, sure. So one of the most striking things about this story, and this came directly from the president of New Beginning Schools Foundation, so this isn't even me posturing. What he said was there was a culture of malfeasance and negligence that went on for years before it came to light. So it wasn't just grade fixing. That's pretty bad in and of itself, but it was this whole culture of not of disorganization, kind of a chaotic sense at the school. It seemed that educators weren't getting students into the classes they needed to graduate. I mean, they didn't even have the chance to take some of these core courses that they needed. Other students had failed end of course exams and not even been told that they had failed them, so they couldn't have the opportunity to make them up. And that happened, you know, their sophomore years, for example, when they could have had years to make up these tests, and they just weren't given the opportunity.
Was this more about them proving to the outside world that they were fulfilling their mission and making sure that they would keep their certifications as opposed to doing what was right for the student?
That's hard to answer. Part of it is because the results, the full results of the investigation haven't been made public yet. So there's still a lot of questions out there about why this happened in terms of motivation and even who exactly was involved. I don't think that we have all the answers yet about where to point fingers, so to speak. So that's something we'll definitely be keeping our eye on. So keep posted.
And this was a decision made by New Beginnings themselves to surrender their charter?
Right. They did voluntarily surrender their charter. It is important to note, however, that the district had been saying repeatedly, they'd been given repeated warnings that if they weren't able to comply with some of these contractual obligations, they would revoke the charter. So the pressure was definitely on for them to do something.
Handwriting was on the wall.
Yeah, they were in serious trouble.
Right. Yep. Well, we'll look forward to your next report on this, and I'm sure this is a story that will continue to reveal itself. And thankfully, the school and the students don't have to hopefully continue to suffer. They're truly innocent in this whole thing from all the reports that have come out thus far. And, you know, just disastrous outcomes. I mean, it just, you know, it's sad.
I will say that the board has made efforts in getting a new staff in for this coming school year. They appear to have worked really hard to secure people who are dedicated to turning things around as much as they can in a year's time.
Well, good. Well, thank you so much for joining us at such a late notice. We really appreciate it. Saw the story, said this is important enough to talk about. So we appreciate you coming on and sharing your thoughts.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
All righty. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.